And may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to thee, O Lord. Amen. Amen. Be seated. It is truly inspiring to remember that we are on the 31st day of the month of October, the day that we as Lutherans remember again and again once a year, the day that Luther nailed his statements on the Castle Church in Wittenberg, that which changed the course of Christianity and changed the history of our world. What is it that we could want to remember than that we are saved by God's grace alone, as the scripture testifies? That we are saved by faith alone, as the scripture testifies. That we are saved on account of Jesus Christ alone, as is testified by the scripture again. That the knowledge of that which saves us from God's word alone is from the scripture. What would we want to know more than this? We meet Jesus with the Jews who had come to believe in him. And because they have come to believe in him, they have decided to be his disciples. He once gave them the words of wisdom. If you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed. If you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed. True discipleship is to follow the master at his word. You have to follow the master and follow exactly what he says. Knowledge of the word of God is knowledge of Jesus Christ himself. This is the testimony of John in his gospel, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and that word was God. It is the knowledge of the only truth that has ever been, right from the foundations of the world to our very day and to eternity. It is the only knowledge of that truth that is absolute and that exists. I know many during our days now would want to be like Pilate, who asked Jesus, "What is the truth?" And that is the question with so many people even today. What is the truth? Where is the truth? And as far as I know, many are perplexed that they end up wanting to look at the truth from within themselves. The truth. Our Lord said, "I am that truth." Jesus the Christ is that truth. It is to know the central message of the Bible, the central message on Jesus Christ. And what is that central message? That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God himself, came into this world incarnated. Our world do not want to believe that. I believe it. And if we are his disciples, we shall believe it. He became man. Why? For you, for me, and for the whole world. If you have come to know it, it is your responsibility. It is your challenge to go out with it and tell the world that Christ, Jesus Christ, came into the world for you. Jesus Christ, who came into the world for us, made man for us, suffered, crucified, and died on the cross for you. His death on the cross, Paul says, is foolishness to those who are perishing, but is the power of God and to us who are being saved. The Jews could not understand a cast man on the tree to be the savior of the world. The Greeks could not understand a cast man on the tree to be the savior of the world. Whether they denied it or not, still, Jesus the Christ is the savior of the world. Their savior, your savior, my savior. The knowledge of the cross removes us from our own morality. We don't have to think of what I can do to be acceptable to God. I have to do just nothing. It removes us from relying on our own knowledge. We don't need to search into ourselves to get to know if we are right with God. We are right with God on account of Jesus Christ alone. Otherwise, just the opposite. It removes us from relying on our own righteousness. The knowledge of Jesus' death on the cross humbles us to the extent that we become totally helpless of anything at all, and only to accept that which God has given us, life eternal, on account of Jesus Christ. Knowledge of the cross leads to rely on God's own righteousness bestowed upon us on account of Jesus Christ when we were dead and buried with him in our baptism and resurrected with him in our baptism. Foolishness to our world. Even many Lutheran theologians would want to say that, after all, is that resurrection true? Some would even go far and say, but did he really exist? Did that Jesus Christ they talk of really exist? But what a foolishness to think that he even resurrected. Yes, dear friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, that which is foolishness to our world is the power of God and to our salvation. It is this knowledge that makes us free, the Lord says. If you abide in my word, you will get to know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Just like our own day today, yet it was over 2,000 years ago, we, to be free from what and how? Born of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we have never been slaves to anybody. How do you talk of freeing us? Yes, we are here in America, in a land of the free, in a land of the great nation. But are we free? The big question, are we free? Yes, we are. Tentatively, on matters pertaining to our world, we are. But are we free from sin? How many times do we hear of killings in America, even of very little babes? Is America free from sin? We got our independence in Kenya in the year 1963. Are we free in Kenya that we received our independence? Brothers and sisters, you can be free. You can have all that you need. You can feel all that you want to feel. But look into yourself and find out what you are in the light of the Word of God before God himself. Nothing. Sinful. Deserving nothing but death. But on account of Jesus Christ, you are freed from your sin. On account of Jesus Christ, you are not only a creature of God in his image and likeness, but even more, a child of God. On account of Jesus Christ, you are the loved one of God. It is freedom from evil. It is freedom from death. It is freedom from sin, as our small catechism goes. It is freedom given only by the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world, died in this world, and was resurrected for our justification. I was reading a book where we are staying, where some of our good theologians were saying that, well, it was only in the thoughts of the apostles that Jesus did resurrect. It was only in their thinking, and that is the way Jesus resurrected. But actually, he is full in the tomb. I was blessed to be in Jerusalem. I was blessed to go that path and walk up to the tomb of Jesus. Not only me, but with many thousands of people that day entered that tomb that was free. That was free without anything inside it. As my nature always, we went round and I was shown the tomb of Nicodemus. And I said, why don't you open it so that I get into it? And he looked at me and said, what? Get into it? I've never got into it, and I've never known of anybody who have entered it since Nicodemus was put in here. But why did you allow me to go into Jesus' tomb? But you know he's resurrected. He's not there. So it was possible. Let the world talk what they talk. Our Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead for our justification. If he never resurrected, then there is no Christianity. And then if there is no Christianity, then there is no purpose for you to be here. We are here because our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected on the third day for your justification, for my justification, and for the justification of our world. Being descendants of Abraham, being Jews, being Americans or Europeans or Africans doesn't help. It is only Jesus who sets free. If ELCK, Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya, will stand and have a witness to this world, if LCMS will stand and have a witness to this world, it is only when we remain steadfast, abiding in God's own world. What? The apostasy in our world is enormous, and trying to rock our sheep from every side, even from within the church, our churches. But still, Jesus' love stands. God's grace still stands in Jesus Christ. On his account alone, you are the children of God. When we read in the book of Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, we meet the church of Philadelphia, praised and given the key, given the open door, only because, the Bible says, they remained faithful to God's word. As much as we remain faithful to God's word, only there we have that key that opens the doors of heaven for our people in this world, the key which is the gospel. With the gospel, people are freed and are allowed and are welcome into eternal life with God. Not just in time to come, but today, here and now. It is only the knowledge of the word of God that will make us get to know what we have at the altar here to be served by our Lord Jesus Christ himself. To be served by him just today and now. Having started to taste what it is like in God's kingdom, to be served with his body and blood for the remission of our sins. Brothers and sisters, let us together come and abide in the word and go out and preach the gospel that sets free. Nothing else, not money, not wealth, not color, not race, not language, not anything, but Jesus Christ, as the Word of God says. Amen. Let's pray. We give you thanks, O Lord, that you have reminded us of how important it is to abide in your word. Because it is only through your word that you speak to us, that your Holy Spirit sanctifies us and help us to get to know more of the truth that prompted you to come into the world for our salvation. Amen.